This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Usador, Chunt, come on, let's record this thing.
Which thing?
Yeah, what thing are we doing? Well, here's the thing. Remember we did March Magic on the Patreon, and
Wily Potatoes won!
Wily Potatoes won,
it's
but
time for May Magic!
No, not although. I'd consider it, but there was so much enthusiasm for Earth participant Pippi Longstocking that we decided we should bring back Book Club and read a Pippi Longstocking book.
Whoa, so we're not going to read Dracula 2000?
Look, there is a Dracula book, but it is not as good as the movie Dracula 2000 with Gerard Butler.
What could be?
What could
okay.
be?
Well, then, I think Pippi Longstocking sounds exciting. Didn't she have a pet monkey and her dad's a pirate or something?
I think so. Literally all I know about Pippi Longstocking is she's got red pigtails and she can lift a horse over her head.
I must learn all of her mystical secrets.
Now, this book club is going to be a Patreon exclusive. So if you want to participate in book club, you can read Pippi Longstocking or, you know, sign up for the Patreon at patreon.com/magic tavern.
And Arnie, I have to assume that paying for 1 month of the Patreon to listen to that is going to be cheaper than buying the book?
Probably. I mean, you know, honestly, I believe the first book, Pippi Longstocking, is in the public domain. So I don't
print your own copy.
Print your own copy.
Wait, what's the public domain?
Well, on Earth, if something has been around long enough, like a really long time, like you...
Oh, no, we're public domain. I knew it.
Well, Usador's probably public domain.
How dare you?
Usador's kind of the Steamboat Willie of this podcast.
Imagine a world where you read the book Pippi Longstocking, and then you never hear an Earthman and a wizard and a badger talk about it.
So, you have until May 23rd to read Pippi Longstocking, which is like it's a kid's book. It's short. You can do it. Or you can not read it and just listen to the episode. But it'll be more fun if you read along.
And the way you'll remember that date, May 23rd, May 23rd. And that's catchy.
Yeah.
And probably Flower will be there or something.
I think so.
Here's your copy of the book. Here's your copy of the book. And here's my copy of the book.
Whoa, this is way shorter than I thought.
Yeah, it's going to be so easy. It's going to be our easiest book club ever.
I'm going to do a quick perusal to see if there's any references to snub-nosed motives.
Ooh, good call.
Ooh, there's illustrations. I guess I should stop recording and not just record us silently paging through these books.
Trying to find where she lifts up a horse.
That's right. The Magic Tavern Book Club is reading Pippi Longstocking. The book club bonus episode will be available only on the Patreon on May 23rd. To join the Patreon, visit patreon.com/magictavern.
Gen Z high school girls have gone through a lot. So what could and did send a shockwave through a group of 50 of them competing in one of the nation's biggest scholarship competitions? I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I'm going to take you behind the scenes of the Distinguished Young Women Competition. I was Nevada's competitor 20 years ago, but this time, a Supreme Court decision catapults all 50 girls into the center of a nationwide debate about their rights. These girls, who have spent months fighting to make it to nationals, are faced with a tough decision. Do they speak up for their political beliefs, or do they stay focused on winning the money?
I think it's going to get ugly.
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.